Angelo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital, and get his thoughts on the big picture of the markets today. Good morning, Peter. Welcome back to Business for Breakfast, sir.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you here. Really appreciate the time. So let me just ask you a broad question. Kind of, what are your big headlines today? And then we'll delve into it.
Well, look, you know, I think the market is trying to recover from yesterday. Obviously, we're looking at a higher opening. And I think what really happened yesterday was that the market needed to take a breather, and the macro news gave it a chance to pull back. And, of course, we're getting closer to some sort of a trade deal announcement with China. And I think, you know, that basically is the key for a healthy market and for a healthy economy. Look, there's no question, and I've said this many of times before on your show, that I think the administration has found out the hard way that trade deals are not an easy win. If you remember, when the trade war began, President Trump clearly stated that trade wars were an easy win, and they certainly are not. And I think he's realized that. So I think a deal is coming on its way. It may not be the deal that that the hardliners are looking for, but a deal is a deal. And I think that that will be quite positive in the sense that it will lift any uncertainties surrounding the economy. And, you know, another point that I'd like to bring out this morning is that the market is reacting fairly nicely, considering that China has lowered its growth rate to between 6 and 6.5%. Those are rates that we haven't seen, I don't know, in about 20, maybe 30 years, something like that. So the market is handling itself pretty nicely, and it's, like I said, all predicated on a trade deal.
So you said a deal is a deal, and that will reassure markets. Is that really, and I know you alluded to this, but I just want to be clear, Peter Cardillo, and that is that the investors are more looking for the certainty and the confidence, even if it's going back to normal or with slight improvements, some small changes, that if we can at least do that, that will give some confidence to investors, even if it may, to people like me, although I don't think I could be persuaded otherwise anyway, not be something that would justify the trade war. In other words, we've gone through all this hassle over the last year or so with China. Could investors look at this and say, okay, we've got a deal, good, but it still wasn't worth it?
Sure, that's a possibility. But you know what? If you look at the performance of the economy, obviously, in the fourth quarter, we came down from that 3.4 level down to, 2.6% GDP growth. And all of that is, you know, I mean, certainly it was an element of the government shutdown that weighed. But that wasn't the real reason. The real hefty reason was was the trade war. And so if we look around what's happening in the global economy, look what's happened in China. It's because of the trade consequences. And so, like I said, a deal is a deal, and that will help lift this cloud of uncertainties. And I think it'll help the economy from faltering from these levels. If this trade war continues and we don't get a deal, which, you know, a deal is imminent, I think, the economy could really tilt towards recession. That's why I think that, as I said before, a deal is a deal, mm-hmm. and the market is going up on that. Now, I guess the big question mark is, and I'm going to anticipate your question to me, is what will happen when we get the trade deal? Is it going to be sell the news? You might encounter a little bit of a pullback, but I don't think you're looking at any major declines. the fear factor of the market will probably heat up in about 4 to 5 weeks mm-hmm. from now when we begin to get Q1 earnings. And we all know that they're going to be lower. And so that could be a sticky point for the market. But a trade deal, again, will lift the confidence, not only of investors, but of corporate America.
What about, actually, this leads me to two different questions, and I'll ask this one first. The notion that, okay, because you have investors that are always looking, I mean, the market's a discounting mechanism, so investors are supposed to look ahead as best they can into what's coming next. So is there a point potentially where getting a deal is all good in the beginning, but then as we learn more details about it, if there are things that could be concerned about the future, for example, there's growing talk about how certain aspects of a trade deal between the United States and China may distinctly hurt other countries, including trading partners of the United States, like the European Union, which could have longer term consequences for other parts of the globe and may come back to adversely affect the United States in different ways. So in other words, if they look at the devil in the details, could the markets end up maybe, you know, trading lower in the future after a deal?
Look, the market could always trade lower for one reason or another.
True.
It could trade lower because it's gone up to levels that doesn't support valuations, or valuations, I should say, don't support the market's advance. It could go down because of souring earnings. It could go down for political reasons. It's like a prescription drug, right? Most drugs cure one element and then you wind up with a different element. So, trade agreement that might not be appealing to Europe or some other emerging economies could be questioned. But the key is to keep our economy and you and China's economy, mm-hmm.
Two largest, yeah.
continuing to grow.
Right. Well, I do want to, you mentioned about the possibility that we could see sell the news. That is at least, that was one question that you raised to yourself in essence. Well, I want to read a quote here because it involves the bond market. CNBC in a report quotes Peter Buchvar, chief investment officer at Bleakley Advisory Group, and he says, it's sell the news, we're finally here. It's like we're at the finish line in a trade deal, and then here's the key part I want your reaction to. The stock market has to reconcile with the bond market how the downward trend is going to reverse on a trade deal. Bonds are not smoking the same kind of optimism pipe that stocks are smoking. What are your thoughts on the trade deal's impact in that regard?
You're right about that, but remember, just a couple of weeks ago, the 10-year was down around the 260 level. Now we're back up to the 274, 275 area. So we have reversed somewhat. And I think one of the reasons for that is because the bond market is probably now more in tone to the fact that we are going to get a trade deal and that the economy may not suffer as bad as it was as previously thought. And so we're seeing this adjustment within the bond market. And if you look at some of the macro indicators that we got over the past week. Some of them fell off a cliff. And guess what? Yields didn't come tumbling down. So I want to say that this reversal that we had is an indication that the bond market is telling us, well, if we get a trade deal, right, well, the economy may not be headed for recession. And so now we're getting back to levels that correspond to the Fed funds level and perhaps to the economy's growth level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it from that perspective, and I kind of suspect that You know, look what's happening with oil prices today. Huh? China came out lowering their growth rate to between 6 and 6.5%. And one would think, well, that's going to be negative for oil prices. Well, just the opposite is happening. You know, we're up about 52, 53 cents as we speak. Oil prices are back over 57. And so that's another good indicator that a deal is going to be a positive for the economy. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it might be a negative for Europe. It might mean that we're not going to get some sort of a good trade deal with Europe. Okay, we understand that. Look, you know, in the news today, the U.S. is basically dropping the preferential trade treatment for India. Now, India is a fairly good and big emerging market and a trading partner of ours. And yet the market is not really too worried about that,
mm-hmm.
at least for now.
Sure. Well, I do tend to agree that while I think that the devil is in the details and there could be some negative long-term repercussions, basically,
absolutely,
we want the monkey off the back of the economy and the market, and that would be the case here.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you. But, again...
monkey off the back.
We need to end these trade wars, or protectionism is going to set in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all be in big trouble.
Well, some of the little tidbits we've learned kind of suggest that protectionism is here to stay. Peter Cardillo, one more question, and that is there something else that we haven't hit on that you think is worth mentioning this morning?
Well, like I said, you know, the market is high. We've had a good rally. I think that the S&P is probably going to rally up to about 2875 before we see some sort of a pullback. So basically, it goes back to what I said before. Once we get the trade deal, we'll probably have a rally that will take us up around to those levels. And then after that, of course, we'll be approaching earnings season again, and that's when the market could get dicey.
All right. Well, Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital. Always great to check in with you. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure.